So, hello, 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 and a massive hello to everybody. Hope everybody's having a great day wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. 50 Pips rocking and rolling here, 7th of June, 2021. A little bit of a morning update here. Most of the charts that we've been posting on the blog, you know, haven't really changed, right? We're still structurally in broad sideways ranges, and the market is still waiting for some kind of catalyst here. What I think is important, and what we'll be going through in the daily webinars and focusing on a lot more, is the next 14-day period. It's going to be extremely important because we have a confluence of things which I encourage everybody to keep a very close eye on, right? And what that means is that we've got all the major central banks on deck. So starting this week, you're going to have the BOC, ECB, and then next week, we've got FOMC, SMB, BOJ. And on top of this, this is coming in line with, you know, these very key data points that everybody's going to be watching, you know, namely the CPI. But also, more importantly, we've got this two broader overlays, right? One which is more structural and one which is more thematic, right? The thematic one is what's happening in crypto space, in froth land with the Reddit stocks, and what we've seen basically the anonymous video basically taking on Elon, and that, you know, could take on a life of its own. And it's very important to keep an eye on what that does for flows on Tesla, what does those for flows on ARK, and for the speculative names, right? And we, you know, our base case on that hasn't changed. We'll discuss it again in a little bit more detail. And on top of that, in terms of structural, you want to overlay that with basically expiry coming in 2 weeks, a triple witching, you know, at the end of the quarter. And basically, you know, you can look up all the stats on that, but it's going to be very interesting to see how we trade not only, you know, into that week, which is also the FOMC week, but the week after, which, you know, historically tends to be a down week. So again, there are a lot of things coming in play that should put us in a situation to find what will possibly be very interesting swing moves, you know, either side. But clearly, everything is pointing to the fact of, you know, 3 to 5, possibly even, you know, 5 to 7% moves coming. And if, you know, all things being equal, the setups will materialize in these next 2 weeks. Okay. Wishing everybody an awesome day, awesome week ahead. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.